With SRN News, I'm John Scott. Secretary of State Antony Blinken is once again in the Middle East. Foreign correspondent Karen Chamas reports on the current ceasefire negotiations between Israel and Hamas.
On a visit to Israel, Secretary of State Antony Blinken has pushed for a ceasefire in Gaza, saying the current opportunity may be the last. In a news briefing in Tel Aviv, Secretary of State Antony Blinken told reporters,
"This is a decisive moment, probably the best, maybe the last opportunity to get the hostages home, to get a ceasefire, and to put everyone on a better path to enduring peace and security."
Blinken's visit came days after mediators, including the United States, expressed renewed optimism that a deal was near. But Israel has said there were areas it was unwilling to compromise, and Hamas has voiced deep dissatisfaction with the latest proposal. I'm Karen Chamas.
Also at SRNnews.com, Democrats will be facing large, noisy protest at their party's convention in Chicago this week. White House correspondent Greg Clugston reports.
Convention organizers expect at least 20,000 activists, including students who protested the Gaza war on college campuses. Demonstrations are expected every day this week, and the coalition to march on the DNC will be able to hold protests at a park and a march route close to the United Center. Meanwhile, inside the convention hall, there are about three dozen uncommitted DNC delegates who are dissatisfied with the Biden-Harris administration's handling of the Israel-Hamas war. Greg Clugston, Chicago.
Parts of southwestern Connecticut hit by severe flooding from as much as 10 inches of rain. One person confirmed dead. The National Weather Service says a second round of storms hit Suffolk County on New York's Long Island overnight. The Dow had 200 points, the Nasdaq adding 81. This is SRN News. A leading medical group questions transgender ideology.
The American Society of Plastic Surgeons tells the Manhattan Institute that it does not support sex change operations for children, breaking with virtually the entire American medical community, which has thrown its support behind virtually every assertion and demand of the transgender community. The ASPS says there's no good evidence suggesting that sex change operations are good for young people in the long run. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Indian Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed concern over the unrest that led to a change of government in neighboring Bangladesh and the attacks on Hindus and other minorities there. Religious freedom advocates say the PM's concerns ring hollow given the fact that persecution of Christians is surging in his own country. Many accuse Modi's government of turning a blind eye to that problem. This is SRN News. A Georgia sheriff's deputy was shot and killed while responding to a reported domestic dispute in what police say was an ambush on officers by a suspect who took his own life. Two Paulding County Sheriff's deputies responded to a call shortly after 6 p.m. Saturday. They were immediately fired upon from a home in Hiram, Georgia. Deputy Brandon Cunningham died from a gunshot wound. Several states implementing restrictions around livestock following an outbreak of bird flu.
It has spread to millions of poultry and 200 dairy herds across 13 states since last March. Michigan has been hit hard, leading the state to order curbs on livestock exhibitions just ahead of the fair season. Many young people who spent time and money over the last year preparing their dairy cattle for competition have been unable to show them. Jason Walker reporting.
More details at SRNnews.com. I'm John Scott.